Well, spring is in the air, and with it are all the trappings of spring. There's the kids as they start their baseball or softball activities, there's the soccer activities, and of course, this year, at least within Columbus, there's the excitement of the Columbus Blue Jackets being in the playoffs for the first time. Now, it creates a little bit of a conflict for me because they're playing against the Pittsburgh Penguins, which happens to be my hometown and where I spent the first 35 years of my life. So a little bit of divided loyalty. But as I sit here and I think about spring and I see all the activities that are going about, I see all the people that are out mowing the grass, out weeding, out mulching, and it just got me to thinking, what if we applied the same amount of energy to cleaning out our lives as we did to cleaning our house or our cars when the first spring thaw hits? What if we were as diligent at managing our own time as we are at managing our kids' spring and summer schedules and commitments? What if we were protective of our own rest time as we are of our children's bedtimes? What if we were as focused on our life goals as we are on our career goals? You see, getting control of your life is both simple and hard. It's as simple as doing spring cleaning, setting boundaries, and defining our focus. It's hard because it requires us to discipline ourselves in a way that many of us has never had to. Today, I want to talk to you about this idea of spring cleaning your life. I want to focus on the purpose of spring cleaning and the mechanics of spring cleaning. So let's talk a little bit about the purpose of spring cleaning. Why do we engage in spring cleaning? Why do you wash and open all the windows on that first warm day? Why do you take your car to the car wash on the first sunny day and vacuum out the insides? You may even wash down the insides or have the car detailed. Why do you vacuum and de-clean the carpets? Why? It's certainly not because you don't have anything else to do with your time. It's certainly not because the smell of a clean house is different in the spring than it is in the winter. And it's certainly not because a clean car looks different in the spring than it does in the winter. We do these things because we recognize that crud builds up in the winter. Despite your best efforts to keep these clean in the winter, dust builds up in confined spaces. Now, if you're in a warm climate where you have sunny weather all year long, you may not be able to fully relate to this, but I'm sure there are other things that you have to deal with, perhaps during typhoon season or other types of things where you also have to close up shop or batten things down and then reopen them after those types of things pass. But here in a colder climate, the continued onslaught of snow, salt, sleet, freezing rains, high winds, and other winter weather challenges makes routine upkeep more difficult, and it dulls the shine of our cleaning despite our best intentions. So we need spring cleaning to get rid of the crud that is built up. Well, life is no different. We get things dumped into our plate that we weren't planning on. We're so busy that we just add it in and keep going. We say yes to things that we should have said no to, and we're so busy that we just add it in and keep going. Left like this for a long enough time and we'll eventually buckle under the weight. That's why spring cleaning is so necessary. Its purpose is to prune ourselves of all the extra stuff that just accumulated and accumulated as we've run through life. Now, some of you may think that you do a pretty good job of maintaining balance and pruning all year long, so spring cleaning doesn't apply to you. But let me ask you a few questions. Are there things that you've done for the past 3 or more years that you don't even question anymore? They're just a part of who you are. You may not even remember how or why you got involved. Or perhaps, you do remember why, but that reason doesn't exist anymore. However, someone has to do it. I know I have a few of those despite my best efforts to prune on a regular basis, and I will address a couple of those during this spring cleaning season. Do you find yourself having to turn down invitations and say no to opportunities that really interest you and make sense for you at this time in your life because of long ago commitments? You're spending time doing the wrong things and spending so much time doing it that when the right things come along, you have no margin. Or have you wondered when you'll ever find time to take a vacation, read that book you wanted to read, or reflect on your life and goals as every decent coach recommends? Or perhaps, if you're like me, you may wonder, when was the last time you read something that was light? Or just something that you read just for the heck of reading it? It didn't tie into a career goal. It didn't tie into a lifelong learning goal. It didn't have any other purpose other than it just sounded interesting and tickled your fancy, so you decided to read it. Do you have enough margin for that? If you don't have enough margin, if you've wondered when you'll find time for these things, if you've had to turn down invitations or say no to opportunities, if you're doing things just because, then there is some spring cleaning that you need to do. So how do you go about spring cleaning? The mechanics of spring cleaning are pretty straightforward. There are several approaches that you can take to accomplish your spring cleaning. You can tackle the most difficult, most time and energy consuming area first. This approach appeals to those with more of a conquest mentality. The risk here is that they may be so spent after tackling the difficult item that nothing else gets accomplished. When we look at a few examples in a minute, this will be more clear. But a second way to approach your spring cleaning is to check off the easier tasks first. This approach appeals to those that are task-oriented. They are able to see accomplishment and stay motivated to accomplish more. The risk here is that they may deplete their energy before getting to the more difficult tasks. So right now we have two approaches, tackle the most difficult or tackle the easiest. A third approach really marries those two. You identify those items that provide the greatest impact and tackle those items when you have your most energy. These items may be difficult or a combination. They may be easy or a combination of difficult and easy. What's important is that the times of highest energy are used for the difficult items and lowest energy for the easier items. This approach recognizes that you won't likely get to everything on the list, so it's important to make every effort count. It really counters the disadvantages of both the conquer approach, where you tackle the most difficult and time and energy consuming items first, as well as the disadvantages of the task-oriented approach, where you tackle the easier items first. It's the approach that I prefer and that I recommend. That's why I spend a lot of time trying to make sure people understand their energy patterns. When are they most energetic? Do you have your most energy in the morning, in the evening, or does it fluctuate? Do you have time blocks where your energy swings from higher to lower? And really try and organize your focus and your activities during those points or times of your day. So what might an energy efficient impact approach look like? In this approach, you might, sticking with the spring cleaning example, do weeding in either the early morning or early evening to take advantage of more favorable conditions. You know, less intense sun, greater energy stores, depending on whether you're a morning or an evening purpose. So if we apply this to life, this may mean that you make those phone calls, you write those letters, or hold the conversations that you dread to have because of fear of disappointment, because you have to deliver bad news, or because it's just an uncomfortable thing. Perhaps you're trying to close a sale. If you need to resign from something, you schedule it during that time. You don't wait until you're tired, frustrated, or otherwise prone to say or do something you'll regret. You use your energy to maintain the emotional control that you need. An energy-efficient approach would also mean that you do your window washing in the middle of the day. This is the time when where you start to vision the new and take steps towards it. This may be the time where you develop a new skill or competency. You listen to a podcast or a webinar. You read a book. You do something that starts to make the reality that you're moving towards as part of your spring cleaning more clear. Perhaps you network with someone that is going to be able to open up a door for you. Perhaps you start working on paperwork to start that nonprofit, or whatever it is that is really helping you to bring that vision into reality. So now, in between the weeding and the window washing, so in between those high energy things and in between those more visionary things, it's time to clean out some closets. Though there is some energy involved here, it's not overly taxing. So apply to the life. This may mean that your reflection time occurs late morning. This is when you sit back and you think about life goals. When you look at your personal mission statement and update it. When you look back over the past year and evaluate it and determine next steps. So this may be when you write out your to-do list. When you update your calendar. When you start to make appointments. When you look at what you need to prepare for your next week. If you're doing presentations or other things, when you start to lay out and prepare for those. So this is the time when you are doing all of those things that are a little bit more reflective. So the energy load is much more cognitive than it is physical. This type of back and forth between energy demanding and energy conserving activities can and should be replied repeatedly until you've accomplished all of your spring cleaning. The process may take days or weeks, but it's important that you see it through to completion. It's like that bottle of antibiotics that you need to finish for it to take full effect. If you don't finish, that bug will come back to bite you a little later, and then you'll have to start all over again. Now, if you want a practical tool that can help you start to think about your controlling your time, your energy, and your life, I encourage you to go to the meetup site that is available from Petra's website, and there you'll be able to download a little bit of a quick single-page inventory that allows you to capture your energy patterns, as well as your high energy tasks, where you're currently spending your time, what tasks are unfulfilling, and all of those type of things that really help you to focus your spring cleaning. I'd also encourage you to listen to or download the slides from a webinar that I've done on managing and embracing change, because this type of a focus on your spring cleaning will require you to change some of your habits. So those slides can also be accessed through our website. So take a look at those and make sure that you really avail yourself of all of those resources, as well as blogs and other things available on the website. And until next month, take care. Stay focused and get the cleaning.